We're back to Neil Haley Show in the Total Celebrity segment. And again, with the death of Aretha Franklin, I wanted to get on a real expert that knows her well and wants to talk about it. So I'm excited to welcome the program, Cal Rudman. He was the first R&B Billboard magazine editor and also Friday morning quarterback. And then I saw the WWF as well, Cal. Killer Cal. Cal Rudman. Cal, how are you? And thanks for calling.
Hello, everybody.
All right, fantastic. So let's kind of go delve into really how the loss of Aretha Franklin. Kind of tell us specifically enough how you knew her.
I knew her because I was running rhythm and blues music for the entire country. Everything went through me. And I met her on a number of concerts that she was doing.
Wow. Oh, my. So you were the who's who of getting everything together involving R&B at that time, weren't you?
That's right. And then after that, I added everything in Top 40, contemporary music, and then album rock.
What did you think was so special about Aretha when you heard her music?
What's special about Aretha Franklin? And she's not the only one. But God took care of her. And everything was in her ability on the range of music. Because she focused on rhythm and blues music at the beginning, and then it went on to different kinds of music. Now, the range of her voice, extraordinary. And in addition, she was able to do music that was unique in terms of the competition in all kinds of music. As a result, in the beginning, she recorded music for Columbia Records, etc. And this music covered a certain amount that covered a wide area. But then the real movement that came along was Atlantic Records with the genius Jerry Wexler. And they knew exactly how to cut rhythm and blues music. And that went on for her career. Also, her music with rhythm and blues covered crossover music. Top 40, for example. So it went both ways. Top 40, but of course, the basic rhythm and blues music.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And her ability at doing those areas of music was essentially unique and sold music like no tomorrow.
Wow. And so the crossover, is that hard to go crossover from R&B to Top 40 at that time, Cal?
That was part of my skills. And I had no competition in what I did. Was it hard? Of course it was hard. Many areas of the United States play rhythm and blues music. But I was in a position to deal with people that played the pop music and to convince them to play certain rhythm and blues music. So that really made a lot of money for the record companies.
So it's all about sharing that music and getting it on the air at that time, right? Getting it on different radio stations. That was the key component to get things going, wasn't it, for an artist?
Yes. You look at geographic areas of the United States, and the population was heavily ordinary people or the population with people of color was not that much. And that's still the case. Let's say you go out to Iowa and areas like that.
Ah, interesting. So and then you were able to break it in. Would you say, was Aretha a very nice person to work with when you got the opportunity to either interview her or work with her in specific areas as a person, too? You talked about how great her music was. What about the person, Aretha?
Yeah, exactly. As I say, you take a state like Iowa and so on in that area, and the population of people of color still is not that much.
Gotcha. So what was your fondest memory of Aretha Franklin? What would you say, Cal?
The magic of Aretha Franklin was the fact she ended up making records for Columbia Records, which was heavily Caucasian people. And that didn't do well with the rhythm and blues music, which is still the case, of course. Because the populations were heavily geared to Caucasian music.
Gotcha, Cal. I know your phone is going off the hook, especially with your memories of Aretha. I appreciate you coming on. So when you were talking about the fondest memories of Aretha and things like that, and her music. Were people resentful of Aretha going from R&B to top 40 and how her career changed and other people you worked with, Cal? Or were they really happy for her?
Yes, people were resentful because in the states and the areas that were heavily Caucasian people weren't used to that kind of music. But as a result, that's still a case.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.